You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I saw a video from Rome at Average Band Unplugged over the weekend, and he was talking about a new bread or buns movement from young men. I looked at it and I found it to be absolutely hilarious. Oh, yes. Yes. Gentlemen, this is nothing more than a resurgence of an old saying, I think from Gen X, maybe the boomers, but definitely Gen X definitely said this. Gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free. Now it's become bread or buns. You know what? I'm here for it. I think this is hilarious. However, I also think that this is a wonderful thing for young men to start saying. Young men are putting their foot down because all over social media, all over TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, what do you see? You see a lot of women out here dry begging. And ironically, the face of it is black women. Well, could it have been the fact that so many black women have lost their nice, cushy, I'm so better than black men jobs to now they've been reduced to dry begging on the internet? You know, connect the dots, gentlemen. Connect the dots. But it's hilarious. However, this is something that I've always said over the years. Fellas, gentlemen, be crystal clear with your intentions, with what you want. Now you're starting to see a surge of pimps on the internet. Whether these pimps are real or not, the message is still the message. Take the message. And these guys are saying, hey, we're going to expose the truth about women. Listen, if you're looking for a wife, look for a wife. If you're looking for a good time girl, look for a good time girl. Stop trying to jerry-rig and reverse engineer one into the other. No, don't do that. See, this is a big reason why, in my humble opinion, pay for play should be legalized. That way, the normie women have competition. They got to actually put their best foot forward and not try to play the role. Oh, I'm going to flood you with as much sex as you want as a loss leader. Tom Likas, one of his most famous videos, sex as a loss leader. We all know this. Women, they use sex to try to trap us in. And a lot of men are so sex starved and attention starved that we take anything we can get. We take any woman that'll give us a little bit of attention. However, even the scent pool is drastically drying up to the point women are openly saying, yes, we want simps to return. That is absolutely hilarious. gentlemen, you are holding the line. These women are losing it. But yeah, this bread of buns movement, oh yeah, these women are definitely gonna lose their shit. Because there was one woman who was talking about, since when did, you know, women owe men money or sex? Ladies, we've said this for the longest time. You are right. You don't owe us a damn thing. However, that door does open both ways. We as men don't owe you a damn thing either. But unfortunately, women have been brought up to believe that every man is supposed to give, give, give. Now, us older generations of men, you know, the boomers, us X's, yeah, unfortunately, we lived in a society like that. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have the information age. So us dealing with women was always a trial by fire. A lot of us, we ended up in pretty sticky situations, but we found our way, we navigated our way through it. Nowadays, these young men, they see everything online. So there is no aura of mystery. There is nothing that women can have. There's no mystique about women. Women throw everything out there for public consumption. They do. And so far as modesty, that's gone out the window. That is literally out the window. When you can see women walk outside with sports bras and, you know, I'm gonna bring back the old coochie cutters. Y'all, for y'all who know, y'all know. The Daisy Dukes, yeah. Women are outside wearing coochie cutters in their short yoga shorts, but then want to say that men should not treat them like a piece of meat. That program they got over in the UK, where they're literally arresting men for looking at women who are jogging, that is absolutely sick and disgusting. It is. But, gentlemen, young men, do not stray from this path. Let these women know exactly what you want. And that's all this bread and buns movement is. Either you're going to break bread with money or you're giving up the cheeks. No, there's no confusion. See, women love to hide behind plausible deniability. That has always been their go-to whenever they get flued out. Oh, I didn't know what you wanted. Yes, you did. You knew I wanted the cheeks, but you know what? You're going to play plausible deniability. No, this bread and buns movement, or should I say the resurgence of ass, grass, or cash, that right there makes my intentions crystal clear. So you can either go along with it or get the fuck on. But yeah, gentlemen, make sure you let these women know exactly what you want. Period, point blank. That way you're not wasting your time with the quote unquote illusion of the possibility of sex. You know what you want. She know what you want. And she's going to try to do everything she can to get as much from you without giving up sex. No, no, no. That is not going to be the play moving forward. And these young men, hey, they have set the standard. They have drawn their line in the sand. And I'm here just to observe and laugh my ass off, because I believe it is absolutely necessary. Women want resources. Men want sex. Okay. How are we going to make this deal? Oh, you don't want that? Cool. Next. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful, young man. Wonderful. You drew your line in the sand, and that's it. So, yeah, to let you women know, you think that the power of the poon is all you need? Oh, no, 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 no. Ladies. You got to come with an equivalent exchange. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Go find the videos on the bread or buns movement. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, I think it's absolutely spectacular that these young men have finally said enough is enough. We're drawing our line in the sand. We're crystal clear with what we want. And if you're not willing to play, go. Get on. So ladies, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear, excuse me. The sexual power you think you hold over men, yeah, this bread of buns movement has definitely knocked that out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to go along with you just to get laid and put up with your nonsense, that's gone right along with it. Because, yeah, more and more men, day by day, have pulled themselves out of the dating market, the sexual market. And, yeah, men have regained their power. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, gentlemen, keep doing what you're doing. I'm all on board with this. Gentlemen, once again, if you're going to deal with today's woman, you need to be extremely crystal clear with what you want from that woman, period. And do not let them shame you out of what you want. With that being said, ladies, the ball is going to be in your court. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.